Welcome to this portion of Vocal Point. I'm Jerry Newcomb, and right now our guest is Chris Long from Ohio, and we're going to talk specifically about the World War II Memorial in D.C., the fact that initially it left God out of the memorial involving FDR's prayer, and now apparently there's an effort to put God back. Chris, it's great to have you on the program. First of all, why don't you tell us a little bit about your own background and what you're involved in, and then we'll get right into this issue about the World War II Memorial.
Well, thank you, Jerry. Yeah, I'm the president of what's called the Ohio Christian Alliance and also Christian Alliance of America. And about 7 years ago, we began an effort to add FDR's D-Day prayer in its entirety at the World War II Memorial. Now, this is a wonderful memorial that is erected in honor of the 16 million Americans who served us in World War II. But one of the problems with it is it doesn't have a prayer, a scripture verse, or a reference to God anywhere on it. And to the lament of many of the veterans who come on the honor flights who point to that section of the wall that has the proclamation of war that FDR gave to the nation on December 8, 1941, which he ended with these words, "So help us God." Those words have been omitted in the inscription at the memorial. And those veterans will point to the wall and they'll say, "Hey, it's missing the four most important words, so help us God." Because when they heard that speech, after the bombing of Pearl Harbor, many of them went down to the recruiter's office and signed up to serve their nation. And of course, all these years later, now these men in their mid and late 90s, of course, we're telling them that we're going to add FDR's D-Day prayer, and they remember that prayer. It wasn't just for the D-Day landings. The president was praying for all of our troops that were serving on battlefields around the world for the cause of freedom. And they said to me, "Young man, get it done." Well, I still want to be a young man when we do this. I'm older now, and it takes a while to get something done in Washington, especially adding it to the mall in Washington. The good news is, the legislative effort was accomplished 5 years ago with Senator Rob Portman, who got it through, actually unanimous consent on the 70th anniversary of the D-Day landings. And then, just a few weeks later, the House concurred, and then President Obama signed it into law June 30th of 2014. Well, where are we now? Well, the last 5 years we've been working on the Planning Commission, the Fine Arts Planning Commission and their approvals of the site location and all that and design for the placement of the prayer. The good news is they want to do it in a grand fashion. The challenging news is the cost is accelerated from $2 to $3 million. Well, our cost is about $500,000. That's for the prayer itself on a granite pedestal with four bronze plaques with the 515 words of FDR. And that's what we're targeting. And if folks would like to contribute to that, because it can't be paid for by tax dollars, but by private contributions, go to ddayprayerproject.org. Again, that's ddayprayerproject.org. Make a contribution of any size, and that will go directly for, and it's tax deductible, by the way, for the addition of this prayer, this wonderful historical presidential prayer to be added to the memorial in Washington, D.C. Well, what will that do? Well, it'll be a teaching tool for generations to come, because that prayer is a wonderful tribute to those men and women who served us in World War II and speaks of their sacrifice, and again, for those who did not come home but perished on the battlefields around the world. You know, Jerry, I had the opportunity, my wife, this last March to go to visit a couple of the cemeteries, one outside of Paris and, of course, the Normandy Cemetery, in which President Trump this week, of course, was there with the foreign dignitaries and heads of state of the former Allied nations, of course, for what may be the last call of the 75th anniversary of the D-Day landings. But yet, many reenactors went, many Americans still go there, and many Frenchmen never forget the cost that was paid for their liberty and freedom against the Nazi terror. And we should not forget, and this prayer will be a long-lasting legacy of young people, youth groups, school groups coming. It was a prayer speech. In fact, the president, it was believed that 100 million people heard him as he went to the airwaves that morning, and it was the way in which he chose to announce the nation that the liberation of Europe was underway. He asked the nation to join him in prayer.
You say 100 million people. Back then, the population was what, less than 150, I would think, 150 million.
Well, that's right. And they broadcast it not only here in the States, but over in Europe. In fact, if you remember, that's why this prayer, we kind of took it off the pile of history, because it had been forgotten over the years. Because if you look back at the old Anne Frank movie, the original one, they're all huddled around the radio when they hear it crackling and here comes FDR, and he's praying a portion of this prayer in that movie. And of course, so they were listening in Europe. And then one of the lines in the prayer says, "And to set free a suffering humanity." And of course, that is referenced to the Nazi death camps of the Jewish Holocaust. And so again, you know, people were listening all over the world as he prayed, and it was broadcast over the world that he announced that the liberation of Europe was underway by the Allied forces.
Hmm. All right. Anything else you want to add to this? It sounds like a very worthy project. By the way, it's only those words that we're missing, the "So help me God"?
Oh, no, this is the full 515 words, sir.
Oh, so in other words, there's a lot of prayer that was left out, references to God. By the way, I've got in my possession, because my father served in World War II in the Navy, and I have this little pocket New Testament, and it was issued by the government, and it's got a nice little foreword by FDR explaining why this Bible is being given out to the troops.
Yes.
And I know I've seen and held in my hands a Jewish version of the same thing, which is a kind of a, it wasn't the full Old Testament, but it had many portions of the Old Testament. And in the case of the Christian version, it was the New Testament in its entirety.
Well, that's right. And again, folks, go to the website, ddayprayerproject.org. They'll be able to hear and read the prayer, and then, of course, read the whole project of what we're doing and see the actual landscape and images of how the prayer will be added. It's all 515 words that the president prayed with the nation on the morning of the D-Day landings will be added in its entirety. So it's kind of a big deal. And again, it's going to be done by private donations, not by tax dollars. So folks, mm-hmm. if you can just contribute a few bucks, $10, $20, $50, that's how we're going to get there with folks all across the nation contributing to the D-Day prayer. Again, that's ddayprayerproject.org, and it is a tax-deductible contribution, and we thank you.
Chris, thanks so much for being with us. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Jerry.
Sure. Bye-bye. Also talking with us about that World War II memorial is Bill Federer, our good friend. Bill Federer is a best-selling author and speaker. Have him come out to your church. Have him come out to your event. I've had him come out to our churches on several occasions, and we've always been very, very pleasantly surprised. And by the way, Bill Federer is the only Christian author I know personally where his work has been cited by the U.S. Supreme Court. And in fact, it was one of those cases where the Supreme Court got it right in the particular decision in 2014. They said, well, the question here is, should we be allowed, you know, ministers to pray in the name of Jesus? Well, Bill Federer points out in his book, America's God and Country, that the founding fathers had prayer in the name of Jesus before we even became a country. That was in September 7, 1774, the first time the Continental Congress ever met. And they said, well, therefore, we should allow prayers in the name of Jesus. That's, again, because of Bill Federer's book. Well, Bill, it's great to have you back on the program. This is Vocal Point. I'm Jerry Newcomb. And, Bill, why don't you weigh in just for a few minutes, the few minutes that remain, on the subject of the World War II memorial and adding back the prayer that had been so sneakily omitted a few years ago because of the forces of political correctness. I'm only surmising that's what it is, but that's usually what it is.
Right. Well, the World War II memorial has absolutely no mention of God. And those that fought in the war were men and women of faith. I have personally, an uncle fought in Okinawa, another uncle fought Battle of the Bulge.
Wow.
I had an uncle I never met. He took off from Kimbolton, England in a B-17 and was shot down over the English Channel. Mm. Wilford Orville Epperson is my mom's only brother. And so the men and women that fought were filled with faith. The cross is there. Point du Hoc there at the D-Day area of Normandy. Their crosses, thousands of them, with I think around 300 Stars of David. And so they were Judeo-Christian. Now, it's important to understand the faith. When the Nazis took over France, they what had bottled up all the Allies at that time before America got into the war at the Battle of Dunkirk. And miraculously, the sky got cloudy, the English Channel got smooth as glass, and for like a week, private citizens, 186 vessels, ferried over 300,000 troops.
Fantastic.
Right under the Nazis' noses, and they escaped. This was basically the entire British Army.
Praise God.
And so Winston Churchill says, the Battle of France is over. I expect the Battle of Britain is about to begin. Upon this battle depends the survival of Christian civilization.
Right.
And FDR in America used the same terminology, September 1941. Preservation of these rights is vitally important now, not only to us, but to the whole future of Christian civilization. And FDR said, Nazis have announced their plan of enforcing their pagan religion all over the world, by which the Holy Bible and the Cross of Mercy would be displaced by Mein Kampf and the swastika.
Oh.
And
this is a quote from FDR.
Right. I put together an entire book called The Faith of FDR. He was in office 12 years, got elected four times. I read through all of his public addresses and was just shocked at how many times he mentioned Christianity in the Bible. Here's one quote. There's not room enough on earth for both German militarism and Christian decency.
Wow.
FDR said, the world is too small for Hitler and God.
Wow.
Another place, FDR said, we guard against the forces of anti-Christian aggression. And so we're pulled into the war. December 7th, 1941, Pearl Harbor's bombed. FDR ends his address, with confidence in our armed forces, with unbounded determination of our people, we will gain the inevitable triumph, so help us God. And so we fight in the Pacific. The Japanese, you know, have the Bataan Death March in the Philippines. 10,000 die. We have the Battle of Midway, where miraculously, through the clouds, our dive bombers spot four Japanese aircraft carriers and sink them in just a short time. MacArthur returns to the Philippines. He says, people of the Philippines, I have returned by the grace of Almighty God. Our forces stand again on Philippine soil. But the turning point in Europe was D-Day. And as you'd mentioned earlier with Chris Long, the D-Day prayer that Franklin Roosevelt gave, this is before the largest invasion in world history.
Okay, we have a minute and a half left. Go ahead.
13,000 aircraft, 5,000 ships, nearly 160,000 troops, 9,000 casualties. They land, and this is in June of 44, and in less than a year, they push the Nazis back, and they surrender. So it's a massive turning point. FDR says, Almighty God, our sons, pride of our nation, this day have set upon a mighty endeavor to preserve our republic, our religion, and our civilization. It's only right that this World War II memorial mentions God, and it's the D-Day prayer that Franklin Roosevelt gave, no commentary, just his prayer, but it's approved by Congress, but it needs to be supported by private donations. And so we have a deadline. We have to start the construction this year, or the legislation times out. Ooh. And there's probably, with this Congress, won't get approved again. This is our window. We need to raise $2 million, private donations, so the ACLU won't sue. The website is ddayprayerproject.org, ddayprayerproject.org. This is a big deal. This is forever going to add the prayer that Franklin Roosevelt gave to the World War II Memorial in Washington, D.C., ddayprayerproject.org.
All right, Bill Federer, and your particular website is AmericanMinute.com. Thank you for all you do, Bill. God bless you.
Thank you, Jerry.